Hey, Lily.
Hi.
So, what's going on? Who are you fighting with today? Is it a spouse, a coworker?
I am in a fight with my friend Eden. We haven't talked in 3 weeks.
That's a big one.
That's a long time.
Are we talking like? Yeah. Did you hook up with her boyfriend?
No. My car had the check engine light on, and so I took it to the dealership to get fixed. And they said that it would take a few hours, so I called my friend, and it was close to lunch, and so I figured we could just go get lunch. And she said that she wouldn't pick me up, that I should take an Uber. And I was like, well, like, you're my friend. Like, why would I take an Uber? Like, why wouldn't you just pick me up? Like, that's what friends do.
Okay, let me, because actually this happened last week. Justin's truck was getting serviced.
Yep, I needed a recall, dropped it off for a couple hours. John picked me up.
You know, he promised me a Starbucks, and he never delivered on that.
You drove right on by it.
I just want to point that out. I don't want to bring that up during Lily's Mediation Monday.
One fight at a time.
Okay.
We'll get to that one later.
You know what? I'd like to address our fight.
No, not right now. Okay. All right, so you were like, hey, that's what friends do. Like, that's part of the friend code. And she's like, nah, I'll have lunch with you, but you meet me over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and obviously, since then, now she has not been talking to you. You have not been talking to her. No one's reached out to each other.
Yeah, I think it's more like both of us. We're just like I don't know. I just think it was really kind of stupid what she did. Like, why wouldn't you just pick me up? It's such a little thing.
Right. Okay. Why don't we do this? We'll get Eden's number from you. We're gonna call her up. We're gonna just hear her side of the story, and then we'll start taking texts at 844-649-1051 and see if we can help the two of you, okay?
Okay, awesome.
John and Justin.
Mix 1051.
Mediation Monday, we are trying to help out Lily. She and her friend Eden have been in quite the fight. They haven't talked in 3 weeks. All has to do with Lily's car, which had the check engine light on. And so Lily took it over to the car dealership to get fixed. And while she was there, she's like, I know what I can do for a few hours. I'm going to call my friend Eden. She can pick me up. We can have lunch. We can spend some time together. She can drop me back off, and then I'll be, you know, on my way. Although when she called Eden, Eden said, you know, there's this thing called Lyft. You should download the app and use it sometime. And she wouldn't pick her up, and that's where the fight began. Hey, Lily, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We were able to convince Eden to be on. So, Eden, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so you heard me kind of reset up the situation with Lily. Did I get all that correct?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Well, we want to hear from you. Like, so Lily called and was like, hey, can you pick me up? Help a brother out here.
Yeah. Lily, I have a job and I can't just be there at your beck and call. I only have an hour for lunch. I work really hard all day and I need that hour to kind of like chill and relax and rejuvenate and get ready for the afternoon. And I couldn't just get up and get you. It really doesn't seem that unreasonable to me. You know, I'm not like, we're friends. I'm not your servant or your chauffeur. Uber, Lyft, whatever, car service is cheap. You can just get that, go home, and take it back when it's ready. Or I it was like you wanted me to come and meet you immediately. It was soon. I couldn't do that.
Eden, would you have felt like this had to be something that maybe had to be put on the calendar ahead of time, like not just a call right then and there, but
or maybe
exactly.
After hours?
Yes, yeah. I can't just like be ready to run away and go. I have to like get ready for that. I'm not at your beck and call. I'm not your servant or your slave or whatever.
Lily, what do you think about that, Lily? Where Eden's just saying, "Hey, look, you can take an Uber and we'll hang out on the weekend. I'm at work right now."
I mean, I definitely don't think it would have been too much trouble. Like, it wasn't like that far away from her job, but I mean, it was just really frustrating. Like, you know, she's like, oh, let me know if you need anything, and then I actually need something, and like something that's so easy and little, and I thought it was just a little petty.
I gotta tell you, I feel this way every time I have a friend who asks me to drive them to the airport, because I want so bad to be like, there's Lyft. There's Uber. Why don't you just take one of those instead of having me to drive all the way out there to the airport?
Yeah, there is a ways out there.
Yeah, but I mean, I do it because I feel like that's just what part of being a friend is. Like I said earlier, like the friend code.
You just hook people up when they need a little bit of help.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go around the room, though, and see kind of who's – and then we'll start taking text messages. Justin, you've heard Lily. You've heard Eden. What do you think?
I think that as a friend, you should go get him.
Okay, so
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
You're Team Lily on this
one,
huh?
I really am.
Jackson.
An Uber's like $5, though. Like, just take the Uber. It's not like it was a life or death situation. Or even better, just hang out in the waiting room. play on your Facebook. Like, take an Instagram photo. Show everyone on your Insta story how bored you are, whatever. Like, you don't have to inconvenience somebody else because you didn't plan ahead.
Well, you have the option to say no.
You know. And she did, and that's why we're here.
And then you're on a radio station,
right,
taking text messages from listeners. All right, so, hey, Lily, Eden, do you mind if we take some text messages, and we'll see if we can kind of help the two of you and see if one side is getting more votes than the other?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. I don't know if this is going to help at all with these two, though.
Maybe not.
Our number is 844-649-1051. We'll take your text next.